You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly, as we always are on Mondays. You can catch all the Eagles action at the official sports bar of your Philadelphia Eagles, Chickies and Pete's. Jordan Mailata Show coming up here from Chickies at 6 and the Players Lounge at 7, with special guest this week is Landon Dickerson. The Top 5 at 5 is sponsored by Roto-Rooter.
Oh.
When plumbing problems hit, wrap them up quick and call Roto-Rooter. Their team tackles clogs and leaks so you can stay in the game. Roto-Rooter, your MVP for plumbing solutions.
It's the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Ah, the moment everyone's been waiting for.
Come on, Jack. Who's number one?
Yep. So everyone in NovaCare, gather around your singular radio and figure out who is getting the five.
Yeah, they have one transistor radio.
That's
in the
right.
Middle of the NovaCare facility.
Yeah.
They all gather around. And
yeah.
Fritz is about to give out his game ball.
What's that big dumb idiot going to do now?
Yep.
The fifth game ball. I mean, come on, man. Kevin Petullo.
Okay.
But I was told.
Sympathy game ball.
Yeah.
No, it should be a well-deserved game.
Yeah.
Well-deserved game ball.
Was Jalen calling the plays this week, or is Jalen just throwing the freaking football?
Well,
I don't know.
Devontae asked for that one play, right?
Yeah, they drew it up on the dirt.
Petullo
had nothing to do with it.
Yep.
Yeah. So congrats, Kevin Petullo.
Oh, there it is.
Off the hot seat.
We have not received one call saying, boy, Kevin Petullo showed me something yesterday.
Not oh, one. No, he's not getting any credit.
Nope.
They wait on this thing to turn, and they're going right back to
him.
he's the problem. He's the problem. Fourth game ball, I'm giving to a guy who is wearing the number of an Eagles legend.
Oh, here it is.
But he doesn't need to tip him to itself to catch the ball. He just catches the ball.
Oh, wow.
That one was through right in his belly. He should have caught that one, yes.
You are brutal, Jack.
I'm just kidding. Jalix Hunt.
Yeah.
And I do want to give like a kind of game ball to Jalen Carter, who lit up Carson on that play.
Yeah.
But, you know, Jalix Hunt making a play happen there. Congrats to the kid.
That's a big play. I mean, listen, the defense doesn't score seven there. I mean, we're only scoring three touchdowns all game.
Yeah. Yeah, that it changes the complexion of the entire game. Yeah. We scored four. It's three offensive touchdowns.
Yeah, three offensive touchdowns is what I'm saying.
Are you giving a game ball to – well, I'm actually not going to guess. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, third game ball I'm giving to AJ. I know it's only four, and I don't know how happy he still is.
That's 121 yards,
but
two touchdowns.
He was still great. I mean
– he did not speak to the media after the game.
He still didn't. Still did not.
Good. Just keep your head down, AJ, and keep working.
At least till after the trade deadline.
Yeah. So everything's fine.
Yeah, he's fine.
For now.
He doesn't want to answer any more of these questions.
Yeah,
he just wants to go play, man.
Yep.
Yeah, just let him
and
go
tweet.
Play.
And tweet.
But AJ was great yesterday when targeted.
Well, then we know where the other two balls are going.
Two goes to Devontae, who was ridiculous yesterday.
Yes.
Devontae was awesome. I mean,
my goodness.
Like, everyone's talking about the route trees and all this. And, like, why can't. Well, he He did everything yesterday. He did the deep ball. He did the intermediate routes. He was open a lot. You know, I thought Devontae was great.
Notice Five said Devontae's our best wide receiver.
He has said it several times.
Well, I think he said best route runner.
No, he said that's our number one wide receiver.
Okay. Yeah, he has said route runner, but he's also said best receiver. Look, there is no doubt that Donovan does not like AJ because of what AJ is doing off the field.
Yeah, he does not appreciate that.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah. Having gone through what he went through.
For as much PTSD as we have about T.O., he probably has way more.
Yeah, he's never going to let. And I'll say this. Once upon a time, there was no question to who was the number one wide receiver.
Well, there's got to be questions.
2025?
Yes.
It's without question Devontae Smith has been the best receiver this year.
Absolutely.
It's without question.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. He was great yesterday. He was great. But number one is Jalen. I mean, you know, there's no intrigue.
Got to get QB1 the ball.
Come on, man. QB1 gets the number one game ball. Well deserved. You're going to need more of that because they can't run the ball and defense isn't great. So he's got to put the cape on more and more. So, yeah.
Oh, look at you setting it up. I hear it.
You hear it in his voice.
I hear it. I thought you were going to give a game ball to Carson.
I was thinking about it.
He did give us a few yesterday.
I know. I was thinking about it.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't do that. Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, number five.
Yeah. But I thought Petula would be funnier.
No.
Yeah.
That's better.
Yeah.
Yeah, Devontae was great, man. Devontae was absolutely great. So was Jalen. It was a – man, I
Devontae makes some of the toughest – and I still remember how much I was against this pick when they drafted him.
Who did you want them to take?
Patrick Surtain.
Okay.
Well, or Micah Parsons.
Or Micah.
Yeah, it was Patrick Surtain.
Also wouldn't have been bad. Yeah.
But he is – I'm so glad I was wrong because there is a toughness to him that I did not necessarily think would translate at the NFL level. And it certainly has. He's fearless going over the middle.
Considering how small he is.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's one thing when you got that big body and you're bouncing off of people – but Devontae, a couple times a game, will take these type of hits, and, man, he gets up.
Yeah.
He gets up. You know, knock on wood, the only real injuries he's had has been soft tissue stuff.
Yeah.
You know, but other than that, he's taking some hits, man, and I give him credit, man. That's why I like calling him the Slim Reaper. It's much more fierce than skinny Batman.
Yes. I mean, there was a play yesterday. It ended up going out of bounds, but he made it close. Remember, it was, like, late in the game, and he made it way closer than it should have been.
Yeah, almost pulled that one in.
He did.
He does. This is a happy day. We want everybody to be on the team. Mm-hmm. But the way that he has played this year does make you think that, well, if they have to do something with AJ, like Devontae Smith has reminded everyone this year.
Yes.
He is not your typical, because of how he is built, number one receiver.
Right.
But if you were to get, again, I want everybody to stay on the team, but if you were to pair him with another physical receiver as opposed to, he does.
I know exactly what you're saying.
He could be the best receiver on a championship, on a Super Bowl team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it's whether or not, can you handle defense from top corners, catching the ball, contested catches, tough catches? He does all those things. I'm not saying you don't need the other guy because obviously two are better than one. I'm just saying if it got to a point where he had to be our number one guy and you had to go draft someone else, I think we could be perfectly fine with Devontae Smith as that guy.
And I didn't think that before the year. I really didn't, you know.
He's seventh in the league in receiving yards.
Lake.
Yeah.
Think about that.
That is crazy for a team that has not thrown the ball well this year, you know, recently more.
Seventh in the league? Yeah, I totally agree.
This hour, sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door, get the second at half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is celebrating their 44th anniversary with an up to 70% sale on diamond jewelry and more, now through Saturday, in-store only. Do you want the Eagles to re-sign Brandon Graham? Now, you swung me on this earlier. Mm-hmm. What do you think and you are a yes. What do you think the poll is at?
Oh, man. I don't know. I think there's a lot of people out there that don't want to see BG come back for multiple different reasons.
Personal ones, I think, too. I think people love the way that it ended.
Yeah, love the way it ended, and they think that's the way you should walk off. I understand that. But then I also believe there are a lot of people that are just Brandon Graham fans, like myself, that, hey, Brandon Graham back on the team? Awesome.
Yeah.
But, now, again, it's about expectations. So to answer your question, it's probably leaning in the yes category. I'll go with 58. Let's go with 55% in honor of Brandon Graham. 55% yes.
You're right on. It's 56.6%.
Okay.
Here would be my problem, yeah. And here's why I would say where I would say no, mm-hmm. is that I think some people are thinking, oh, that's going to fix the edge thing.
Right.
And if the Eagles were to tell you that here's how we're going to fix the problem that we're not getting any pressure on the edge, it's Brandon Graham, that is a different conversation with would you take a flyer to see if Brandon Graham could help the team. The latter is fine. Fine. But bring him back. If he can play, great. If he can't, great. He can't do anything but help in the locker room.
Right.
And
he's not going to hurt the team.
He's not going to hurt the team. And, again, worst-case scenario is he can't play and you don't activate him on game day. Whatever.
Yep.
But if he is your move, that would be I think that would make people a little more nervous. Thinking that if he's the move at edge.
I think he's more of a insurance policy. I do believe Howie is making phone calls, trying to find a deal. But the problem is you have to have a team who feels like they don't have a chance to win.
Or they have too many players at a certain position and who, you know.
But if you're a team that has a chance to win, you're not giving up good players.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're a playoff team, you're not going to give up good players. So I just don't know what level of player they can bring back.
Yep.
You have to look at we can't get Myles Garrett.
No.
So we all look at the bad teams and say, okay, who's out of the playoff picture and what do they have? Does Miami have anything?
That's what I was going to say.
Bradley Chubb.
Okay. Does he hate Vic?
Oh, that could be an issue.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Scrap anybody from Miami here.
But Vic did sign him, or Vic drafted him.
He did. That's right, he did.
And maybe he was integral in bringing him to Miami?
Yeah, I don't know.
Right.
So.
No, you're right. That's a good point.
Well, the one to look at, like, would you trade any first-round picks for Max Crosby?
He's 34?
No.
I am not trading a first-round pick for Max Crosby.
No, you can't trade a first-round pick.
And Max just signed that deal. I don't know if he can get traded.
Yeah, he just signed a deal. He's
28.
Oh, Max Crosby was only 28?
Yeah.
Who am I thinking? So Henderson's 33, right?
Yeah.
Something like that. Okay. Oh, well, I mean, why would they trade? Yeah, they just signed him.
Yeah, I just said that because they're horrible again.
He's in a bad team.
Dude. Yeah.
But they love Max Crosby.
First round.
He's like their only defensive player.
Yeah, I know.
215-592-9494. Ooh, this guy's having a bit of a revival. Cowboy Jim, you're on WIP.
Jack, a little incentive with Bam there. You should have said you're looking for a guy in a cheerleader outfit, hopefully not a cowboy cheerleader outfit. We don't need to see the belly. That's for one thing. Okay, Jack?
I do feel bad about letting Bam down on tennis day. I do feel bad about that.
Yeah,
how did you let
Jonathan
him down?
Well, because he showed up in the whole outfit to cheer me
on.
Oh, and
you lost.
And I got boat raced.
Yeah. Well, you didn't even try.
Well, yeah.
Love the Donovan positive Dak talk. You know, something you don't hear
about. I'm sure you did. Yeah.
Spike, was Ike about to lose his lunch when he kind of agreed with Donovan about that? Was he about to lose his lunch?
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Agreed with Donovan about how well Dak is playing? No, but I think Ike would just remind you that these are the games that Dak typically plays well in, the right. ones that are before January.
Yes.
I can be a little chesty today. I'll be a little chesty today. Listen.
Right. So you beat a depleted Washington Commanders. Jaden Daniels hasn't had anybody to throw the ball to.
And he didn't even play in the last quarter and a half, right? Jaden Daniels got hurt. It was Mariota.
So take your little win over Washington that you normally get. Who do you play next? When do you play team?
You were playing the Bryce Harper of football yesterday. So he's kind of pandering, you know, a lot of expectations, but failing really in the moment. That was the Bryce Harper of football.
Wentz?
Listen, we'll take our win against the Vikings.
Yeah.
But we also have wins against Kansas City, the Rams.
Tell them.
Dallas.
Tell them. Tampa.
And Tampa. So we have quality wins. Who'd you beat?
Did you beat the
Giants or the Jets?
You lost to Carolina.
You lost to Carolina.
You tied Green Bay.
Come on, man. And you were happy with that tie, weren't you? You were very proud of that tie.
This offense is historical. It is going to be the greatest offense of all time.
They are pretty dang good.
Once we get the defense, and look at your defense. You let Harper go down 6 times to the red zone. Wentz. You let him keep going down 6 times. What kind of defense is that? And here you were just, we got to
bend but don't break.
Calling Wentz Harper is very funny.
I know you're getting kicked out of that.
Yeah, that is. I'm sorry. I got to give it to him there. That's a good one.
All right, you losers.
Loser?
All right, goodbye, loser.
So they go at Denver.
Who are we talking about?
Cowboys.
Okay.
At Denver.
That could be a loss.
So the Cowboys will be up by 10 in the fourth quarter.
Right, and then Denver
will come back and win.
Maybe not 10. You know, how many did Denver score against us in the fourth quarter?
14.
I think it was 18.
They scored 18, you're right.
Yeah, it was 18. Yeah. And then 33 in the fourth quarter against the Giants. Yeah.
That was unbelievable.
That was,
almost impossible.
That's when you were saying, earlier, are the Giants good now? That's the kind of game that the Giants lose because that's a loser team right now. And Jackson Dart has brought energy there, so is Scadaboo. But this is the vibe around it, Scadaboo. They're just losers.
Yeah.
It's the only New York team he doesn't like.
I don't like the Jets or the Giants or the Mets.
I root for the Jets. I like seeing tortured fans.
Root for the Jets.
Well, I want them to turn it around, you know.
Hugh doesn't even root for the Jets.
Well, I'm just saying, I like seeing tortured fan bases eventually get one, you know?
Yeah, well, they're not
eventually
even close.
Eventually get one. Yeah, when are they going to get one?
I'm just saying I have a soft spot for the Jets, unlike you. You know, I have a little bit of a soft spot. So they go at Denver versus Arizona at Las Vegas before they play us again.
Okay, well.
So they can go 2-1 now.
Yeah, for sure.
Or if they go to Denver and beat Denver, that's 3-0. They could go 3-0.
Yeah.
And Denver's a good team, but they're not unbeatable.
Not unbeatable. They needed a 33-point quarter to beat the Giants.
Yeah, you see my guy Bo Nix coming through when it counts.
I did see old Bo Duke.
215-592-9494. Speaking of the Duke, OG Wade, you're on WIP.
What's up, fellas?
Come on, OG.
Hey. What's up, OG?
Hey, man, you know, I don't know what the big deal is. You know what I'm saying?
Are you on a timeout? The big deal is you're on speakerphone.
No, I'm not.
Now you're not. We know when you're on speakerphone.
I don't even know how to get on a speakerphone.
Okay.
Oh, okay. All right. Sure.
Yeah, but can y'all hear me? Am I good?
It's just good to see you off the milk carton after you went missing the last 2.5 weeks.
Yeah, kind of weird how that happened.
You know, I think we keep kind of trying to mix that up, me missing, about me being on hold and you're not coming to me. How about that one?
I don't ever do that.
It's not like I don't call, but I didn't see. You just admitted it. I never even said you did it. But listen, I'm more concerned about this O-line, and I think that Fred Johnson should be probably put him in at guard. You know what I'm saying? Because right now, that O-line is the reason why that run game is not getting – I watched it yesterday, and too many defensive lines are playing on our other side of our line of scrimmage. You know what I'm saying? And
Who are you putting Fred Johnson in for?
I would probably because the center, Juergens, is not going to play next week, right? So I would put Landon Dickerson at center and put Fred Johnson at that guard spot next to Mailata. You know what I mean? For short term. Mm-hmm. And then if Tyler Steen doesn't, you know, because he's not moving nobody. If Tyler Steen don't straighten up, I'd rather just try Fred Johnson just same way we did Mekhi Becton. You know what I'm saying? Nobody thought Mekhi Becton could play guard when he was a tackle.
And yeah, but they had
to be our best offensive line.
They did have they had a training camp to work with him on it. I don't know. I agree with you on the offensive line.
Fred Johnson.
What's that?
Yeah, they got him back late.
Training camp. We got him back late.
Yeah, we traded for him.
Training camp.
Yeah.
No, Becton. They had Becton.
Last year.
Yes. They had Becton in training camp to work on his guard.
Yeah.
They didn't.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, they had an opportunity to try to take a guy who had only played tackle and put him in his guard. The idea of putting I get it. They might have to try something because I don't. We can complain about scheme from now until forever with Petullo. The running game is. It seems largely to be on the offensive line at this point.
Yeah, but the other thing I wanted to say is that when Smitty dropped that pass last year against Washington and we lost the game for that, Smitty in his press conference said, chalk it up to the game. When A.J., I ain't going to say quit, but when A.J. Slowed down on the route last week against Denver, and they chalk it up to the game. So when Jalen misses Smitty, if he's the worst passer, he can't pass the ball. Why is it like, why Jalen don't get a chalk it up to the game moment? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, the kid throws the ball as well as any damn quarterback in the league. Occasionally, he's going to miss a few receivers. I'm sure Baker Mayfield don't hit every damn receiver.
He doesn't. He hits a lot of them, though.
But we won the game by him throwing an interception at the end of the game.
It wasn't the end of the game.
Josh Allen, the last two games, because he couldn't perform with his arm. Sure, you do remember those games, right?
Yeah. Yes, but we do a radio show in Philadelphia, OG. Do you want me to open up the game the day after the Bills lose, talking about how Josh Allen played? What are we talking about?
Why not? You this is sports talk, right? It ain't just about Philly sports.
No, I don't know if you live here or not, but we only care about Philadelphia here.
So let's get something straight, Punk. You the one that just came back here, okay? Because I forced you to. I pressured you into that. All right.
You
so
did.
Don't act like you just been here. Yeah.
You
yeah,
pressured me into it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I did. I punked you. Yeah, I got you back in Philly. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
really? Did. Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Leader of men?
Yeah. You're just embarrassed you don't know what position Fred Johnson plays.
I know he plays tackle, Bozo, but I'm saying I would like to see him at guard. I would like to see. We can do something, Spike.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you, OG. I don't know. Thanks for the call. I don't know what they're going to do about the running game because we can. If we're seven games in, man,
yeah.
And we're going to talk to Jordan at six.
They're just a block away.
Yeah, well, at a certain point, and he has said it. He has said it. You know, he has said after the block away, at a certain point, you just have to go make the block. But I don't even know what to say anymore. They're just not that good this year.
Yeah.
The offensive line. That's
see,
it.
I could see if we had a game or two where we can refer back to from this year and be like, okay, this worked in that game. We haven't rushed for over 100 yards yet.
Not one time.
He doesn't have a rush over 20 yards.
17 is his top,
yeah. I don't even know, have we rushed for over 100 as a team?
We must have done it in the first game, right? Because Jalen ran for, I think, 80 yards.
What the hell did Saquon run for?
I don't know. Nobody, even I, who was, you know, pretty – eyes wide open about what Saquon could look like this year. Didn't think that we would be in this position. Hold on. Cowboys, Eagles. Now I want to see how many yards we rushed for in that game. 120?
Yeah.
Total. That's what the team ran for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The team was running for 200 yards last year.
Yes, every game. Yeah. We ran for 158.
Okay.
In that game. And Saquon ran for 60 yards, and Jalen ran for 62. Will Shipley, 26. A.J. Dillon, 10.
They ran for 100.
That's right. Shipley had that one big run.
Yeah.
122 against the Chiefs.
Okay. So they've rushed over 100.
Yeah.
But Saquon hasn't rushed over 60 yet.
No. Right. I think 67 or something like that is his high. All right. 215-592-9494. Chuck from Mount Airy is next. And we'll go around the leg.
The leg.
We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Jordan Mailata show coming up at 6 right here at Chickies. People have started to filter in. Oh, there must be a Flyboys game tonight.
Oh, yeah. They got a big win over the weekend.
Oh, they did.
Oh, yeah. We're back.
We're Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Jordan Mailata show at 6. The Players Lounge at 7 with Ike and Hugh Douglas and Elliott Shore Parks. This week's guest, Landon Dickerson, will be right here at Chickies. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.